Well, the founder and chairman of Quicken Loans, working hard every day to get back to normal. It's going to be a long road. Probably not come all the way back, but the Quicken Loans founder, Chairman Dan Gilbert, he's now 58. He has returned to his Detroit office, did that recently. He had a stroke back in May. And he's there 1 or 2 days a week using a wheelchair accompanied by a service dog named Cowboy. He also spends 3 or 4 hours every day working with physical and occupational therapists at his home. So Dan Gilbert is making a comeback. I thought you'd like to know. He, of course, owns the Cleveland Cavaliers and a lot more, but he's making a comeback. Also making a comeback, the roads here around Michigan. Yeah, $3.5 billion in new road funding through the bonding plan from the governor, plus the $1.2 billion, give or take, that's there every year for the next five. Anyway, you're talking about $9.5 billion over the next 5 years in roads and infrastructure. It's a big boom. Mike Nystrom joining us, the Executive Vice President of the Michigan Infrastructure Transportation Association, MITA. Mike, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you here. I mean, this is a pile of cash, just shy of $10 billion over 5 years because of the new influx of $3.5 billion to be spent over that 5 years. What does it mean for all of these projects? And are there going to be more projects, bigger projects?
There are. I think that's exactly what we're going to see, Steve, is the focus of this bonding plan really is a reconstruction effort. It's not something where we're going to be looking at, the overlays of asphalt that we've seen, the Band-Aid approach. These are the deep fixes. The long-term fixes, 25 to 30-plus years is what this will relate to in terms of the construction that's done and the fix that's put in place. So very positive for the state roads. Now, what's important with this, though, is that it is the bonding program is focused only on the expressways, the freeways, that type of thing. Not a penny of this will go to local roads. So that's probably the biggest thing that folks should recognize. We aren't going to see a lot of fixes at the local level with this money.
But it gives the local level, they can mine for money in other places. But this is I-475, this is I-69, this is M-21, right? These are the big, what do they call them, trunk roads, right?
Yeah, the trunk lines, and that's exactly right. And obviously, that's where the heaviest traffic is. That's where this program is focused on the heavily populated, heavily traveled routes, those types of things. And ultimately, those high traffic areas are where we need a lot of work. So, yes, you're going to see some big projects. With this money, they're going to be able to do more where before they may have, disrupted traffic for 2 or 3 miles. These projects now, you're going to be looking at 3, 4, 5 mile projects, doing more with today's dollars than putting off for later fixes.
Right. I've got a list of projects here. There's a whole bunch of them. You know, they're on I-75, I-96, like I said, 69, M-24, and all over the state. A lot of them here in the southern part of the state, a lot of them in southeastern Michigan, because that's where the heaviest traffic is and you have a lot of the bigger challenges. Is that fair?
It is, yeah. The Upper Peninsula and Northern Lower didn't see as many of the bonded projects in the program. But ultimately, that's where they're focused, on the high populated, heavily traveled areas. And the Lansing area, the Grand Rapids area, the Metro Detroit area are going to see a lot of projects. Those other areas are still going to be getting their share of regular projects because the regular funding isn't going away. That's still there, as you said early on in this segment. The $1.2 billion is expected to continue to be spent. It'll be spent across the state. That money will be spent at the local level. So we're just going to see an increase in construction. Folks don't like orange barrels during the summer driving months. But no. I'll tell you what, this is going to go a long way to fix the road.
Yeah, they don't, but they also don't like getting their fillings knocked out when they hit a pothole that eats their car. So, you know, it's kind of a trade-off.
That's exactly
Mike.
Right.
Yeah, Mike Nystrom here.
There's a balance there.
Yeah, Mike Nystrom here, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Infrastructure Transportation Association. All right, so let's talk about the other side of all of this, and that is these companies, big companies in Michigan, are going to need a lot more hands on deck, all hands on deck, in fact, to get these projects done. There's going to be jobs, right?
There are, Steve. It's a great opportunity industry right now. If somebody's looking to make a change, if somebody's looking for a career coming out of high school, this industry is offering some great wages, some great benefits, a wonderful living. Yes, it's tough work at times. You get to work in the heat of the summer, and at times you're working in the chills of the winter, et cetera. But in the end, there is a great opportunity for a good income, good benefits, and you don't have to go to college and get loans to get these jobs. We'll train you. Our industry is standing ready to do some training to get some folks involved in these projects. And then, as you've said many times on your show, people get to drive through those projects then with their families and say, I built this. And
that's
pretty
right.
Cool.
Yeah, and that, you know, we built this road. We built this bridge. We're doing big things. And that was, I think, part of what was missing in the equation, doing big things. You know, and people can argue back and forth about the bonding of $3.5 billion. The fact is it happened. It's going forward. The governor is pushing forward on doing these road projects and big ones with this bonding plan. And I'm just hopeful that we have the ability to outlive the bonds, if you will. The roads and bridges can outlive the bonds because that's been a challenge in the past, but it creates a tremendous amount of opportunity, doesn't it?
It does, and I think you make an excellent point. We want to rebuild these roads to where we aren't having to pay for them again before the financing is even done. And I believe that the focus of these projects that you were listing off earlier is to rebuild them from the base all the way up through, and to do it right the first time and not have to be back out there interrupting traffic in the near future,
right,
redoing it again because we did a cheap fix.
And my last question, Mike, is this. What about those local roads? This is all going to the interstates and the big roads and the trunk lines. What about roads? I mean, there's a couple in my neighborhood. I would be really happy. I could live with the orange barrels if they'd fix them. But I don't see that happening anytime soon.
Yeah, you know, the everyday funding, you talk about the $1.2 billion that was passed in 2015, the regular funding that comes in through our registration fees and gas taxes, that money continues to be distributed to the locals. So there is still a revenue flow going to them. It's just this $3.5 billion in bonding that's going to the state roads. But ultimately, the pressure is still not off the legislature. The legislature still has a job to do, and that is to find a long-term funding source, because two things. Number one, the local roads do need it. I know local roads in my neighborhood too, Steve.
Right.
But then secondly, we still have to pay off this $3.5 billion.
That's right.
It's not free money. We have to pay off that money someday, and we have to find a funding mechanism that's there, sustainable, long-term.
Well, Mike, I'm sure you and I will talk several times as we get into this and roll our sleeves up. More than 120 major new road projects as a result of all this. So, Mike, keep the faith, and we will talk about this soon.
It was great talking with you, Steve. Take care.
Yeah, but Mike Nystrom, everybody, the Executive Vice President of MIDA. $3.5 billion in new road funding. How's it all going to play out? We'll visit with Mike from time to time because he's got his thumb right on the pulse of all of it right here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Here's a bright idea. Get to your Roxor dealer today for $1,000 off a 2019 Roxor. Plus, a no-cost 40-inch KC LED light bar with its box steel frame and powerful turbo diesel engine. Roxor is a side-by-side workhorse that's ready to tackle every job you throw at it. Plus, you won't have to stop working when the sun goes down. For complete details, visit RoxorOffroad.com to find your local dealer.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it. You hear it every time you finish a meal and never feel anything. But if we were able to associate this sound with a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change your after-meal behavior through brainwashing. Because food waste costs the average family $1,500 a year. Save the food, cha-ching. And $1,500 extra bucks is like getting a pay raise. Save the food, cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Which could pay for your child's braces. Save the food, cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Check out my braces.
So when you hear this sound, rethink your behaviour. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
There are kids at some of the schools in our Greater Lansing community who are struggling with basics like food, clothing, a safe place to live. When you're worried about the basics, it's harder to learn. If you can read and write, you can help these kids, which is a tremendous investment in our community. If you've got some time and want to be a part of the solution, the Capital Area Literacy Coalition could use your help. Visit thereadingpeople.org for details. That's thereadingpeople.org for details.